This is John Lothian with a commentary I wrote titled Gambling, Murder, and Mayhem. Welcome to the new futures markets of today. Gambling, murder, and mayhem are now part of today's CFTC regulated financial futures markets. While mayhem has always been a feature of financial futures, you can now trade the outcome of the Super Bowl with event contracts. These contracts strip away any pretense and reveal themselves as straightforward bets on the big game. This isn't trading, it's gambling, wrapped in the guise of a financial instrument. A week ago, Crypto.com unveiled a sports-focused version of its platform, enabling users to trade event contracts on, quote-unquote, the big game. A promotional video is pinned to the Crypto.com Twitter or X feed, and the new offering is prominently featured on the front page of its website. As of Sunday night, Kalshi has paused its markets related to murder, and as of Monday morning, the markets have completely disappeared from its website. Previously listed contracts include: did Luigi Mangione or a family member have United Healthcare insurance? Will only Luigi Mangione be charged in connection with the killing of the United Healthcare CEO? And will Luigi Mangione plead guilty to murder? The rise of self-certified event contracts by non-traditional market participants offering contracts serving no economic purpose beyond pure speculation is eroding the trust and hard-earned reputation that futures markets have built in the modern trading era. Since their introduction in the 1970s, financial futures in the U.S. have thrived despite decades of accusations likening futures trading pits to gambling dens. A significant milestone came in the 1980s with the advent of index futures, which overcame a long-standing legal precedent against cash-settled futures. This precedent stemmed from a landmark case, Board of Trade of the City of Chicago versus Christie Grain and Stock Company, 1905. The case shaped the early legal framework for futures markets, but was eventually eclipsed by modern innovations in trading. The Christie Grain and Stock Company case set a crucial precedent in determining the legality of futures trading in the United States. The Supreme Court ruled that futures contracts on the Chicago Board of Trade did not constitute gambling if they served legitimate business purposes, such as hedging or price discovery. The court emphasized that these contracts played a vital economic role by enabling producers and merchants to effectively manage risk, solidifying their place in the financial landscape. The economic purpose of the Crypto.com Super Bowl contracts appears questionable. If their primary function is to assist bookies, legal or illegal, engaging or hedging gambling risk, this does not align with the traditional economic purpose of futures markets, such as hedging real-world business risks or facilitating price discovery for goods and services tied to economic activity. Gambling risk is inherently speculative and not linked to the production or exchange of tangible goods or services. While it may provide a tool for managing exposure in betting markets, it lacks the broader economic utility that futures markets have historically provided, such as stabilizing agricultural or financial sectors. Creating markets within a CFTC-regulated marketplace to hedge gambling risk raises ethical and regulatory concerns. It risks diluting the credibility of these markets and may conflict with the CFTC's mission to regulate and promote integrity in commodity and financial futures markets. This type of speculation appears to undermine the legitimacy of a marketplace designed for genuine economic purposes. Event markets like those offering gambling contracts can be likened to the bucket shops that plagued the futures industry in the 1800s. These operations enticed unsuspecting lambs into speculative trading schemes designed to profit from their losses. Today's event markets may appear more sophisticated, leveraging CFTC regulation as a stamp of legitimacy and utilizing cutting-edge trading and gaming technologies, including user-friendly apps, to engage the public. However, at their core, these markets share characteristics with bucket shops, pure speculation with no underlying exchange of commodities or genuine financial risk management. They lack the economic purpose that has traditionally justified regulated futures markets, such as hedging or price discovery. Instead, they cater to gambling behaviors under the guise of a regulated market, raising concerns about the integrity and the purpose of CFTC-regulated marketplaces. This alignment with gambling risks undermines public trust in the futures industry, echoing the challenges faced during the bucket shop era. A compelling case can be made that this type of activity does not belong in financial markets or under the regulatory authority of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, or CFTC. From both a legal and practical standpoint, event contracts like those tied to gambling or purely speculative outcomes fall outside the traditional scope and purpose of regulated futures markets. The flood of event contracts creates a regulatory burden that threatens to overwhelm the CFTC, an agency already stretched thin managing traditional markets and market participants. These contracts require significant oversight to ensure compliance and integrity, diverting resources from the agency's core mission of regulating commodity and financial futures markets for hedging and risk management. Furthermore, the CFTC is expected to take on greater responsibility for crypto markets, a rapidly evolving and complex sector requiring substantial regulatory attention. Adding speculative event contracts to its portfolio only compounds the strain on the agency, diluting its ability to fulfill its primary regulatory duties effectively. This misalignment of priorities raises concerns about the agency's capacity to maintain oversight and protect market integrity. Event contracts lacking a legitimate economic purpose have no place under the jurisdiction of the CFTC. Instead, they should fall under state and national gambling laws, which are better equipped to address activities rooted in speculation and gambling rather than genuine financial risk management. These contracts, which blur the lines between trading and gambling, risk undermining the credibility of regulated markets. Promoting them with trading terminology only compounds this issue, misleading the public into viewing speculative gambling as equivalent to legitimate financial activities. While the First Amendment protects freedom of expression, including promotional language, there's a strong case for clear distinctions in terminology to prevent conflating gambling with trading. Removing these contracts from CFTC oversight and regulating them as gambling would preserve the integrity of financial markets and ensure appropriate consumer protections are in place. I am not advocating a ban on event contracts, nor am I calling for a ban on gambling. Instead, I propose moving this gambling activity to its proper regulatory and governmental jurisdiction, away from the oversight of the CFTC. Nearly all event contracts fall into the same category as gambling contracts because they are essentially bets dressed up with the trappings of futures trading. Gambling event contracts have pushed the concept of event contracts with no economic purpose too far, such as these bets should be regulated under state gambling laws. There should be no national regulatory loophole allowing these contracts to proliferate unchecked. In 1992, President George H.W. Bush signed the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act, or PASPA, into law, prohibiting states from, quote, sponsoring, operating, advertising, promoting, licensing, or authorizing by law betting, gambling, or wagering on sports competitions, as noted in an editorial by the Washington Post titled "Legalizing Sports Gambling Was a Terrible Bet," published Sunday. Even sports gambling ads were banned by the PASPA law. How would I so enjoy watching or listening to sports again if it were not for the constant sports gambling ads? I have seen enough of Kevin Hart. The PASPA law was overturned by the Supreme Court in 2018, allowing states to decide their own gambling policies. As the Washington Post noted, Justice Samuel A. Alito Jr., writing for the majority, stated, quote, "Congress can regulate sports gambling directly, but if it elects not to do so, each state is free to act on its own," unquote. While Congress has yet to pass a national gambling law, 38 states have enacted their own regulations. However, I don't believe it was the Supreme Court's intent for gambling to exploit a national loophole by cloaking itself in derivatives regulation and registration. This is an issue Congress must address. Proponents of legalized betting argued it would reduce gambling, but that has not proven true. According to a Washington Post investigation and data from the American Gaming Association, Americans placed $64 billion in bets with illegal bookmakers. The Post editorial highlighted that illegal bookmakers attracted gamblers by accepting larger bets, offering easy access to credit, and enabling cryptocurrency transactions. These operations also have lax age restrictions and allow gamblers to conceal winnings from U.S. tax authorities. None of this benefits U.S. citizens or the U.S. Treasury. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.